Finally, from celebration to contemplation. All week, we're bringing you commentaries that reflect different perspectives on the upcoming inauguration and presidency of Barack Obama. Today, we hear from the performance artist Damali Ayo. She talks about the role her generation played in this historic moment, but we want to caution you that there's some strong language in this commentary that some may find offensive.
In the accomplishment of electing the first black president of the United States, the country is falling over itself with praise. In this haze of self-congratulations, one group has quietly been left out. Our presence and our tenacity slowly made this country's white population grow acclimated to our presence as their peers, their colleagues, their friends, and ultimately as their leaders. Those of us in this group did not face fire hoses, but instead took the next generation of subversive hits, emotional beatdowns, mental manipulation, and insidious discrimination. We restrained our anger while expressing our right to participate. We insisted on being present in a mostly white culture who tried to kick us out at every turn. We carved out a place for ourselves in white schools, white universities, white workplaces, and white neighborhoods. We were often alone, the first and only people of color in those places. We faced unrelenting resistance from white people and our own people. We were called nigger, chink, spick, outsider, and other, as well as Oreo, banana, apple, wannabe, and sellout. Like Obama, every day, tons of people of color work to remain ourselves and not cave in to the fears of our society, that though it complains that the black kids always sit together in the cafeteria, has little hope of changing this as long as it never notices that the white kids are all sitting together too. When I talked to my friends of color after the election, many of us had a similar unexpected reaction. We were not jumping up and down, getting drunk, or dancing in the streets like many of our white friends were. Introspective, my friend Mike put it best. I found the moment so deeply personal that I barely spoke about the election for the few days that followed. In those few days, I began to remember all I had done to make this moment possible. Can I just tell you a few of the many ways I helped to elect our country's first black president? I brought black dolls to my school, integrating the all-white doll collection. I taught my teachers so they could teach me. Every year, I wrote the financial aid department of my school a handwritten letter thanking them for the opportunity and for the money to attend. I educated people even when I was exhausted, angry, offended, humiliated, or disgusted. I worked 3 jobs and went several $1,000s into debt to pay for a stellar education that people tried to take away from me by calling me elitist, spoiled, and silver-spooned. I insisted on being myself no matter who told me to be more like them. When you think of how this country got to this historic moment, don't just look back at the black and white footage of the protests of the 1960s. Don't just look to the white people in 2008 in Barack Obama t-shirts. Look to your left and to your right. Notice the few people of color in your office, in your communities, in your classrooms, and in your neighborhood. Could you have pulled the lever for Obama without knowing us? For those of us in this generation of catalysts, congratulations. It's now time to raise a glass, celebrate, and pat ourselves on the back publicly instead of privately the way we have for decades. This is truly our victory. Now, back to work. We know better than anyone that it gets harder from this point on.
That was performance artist Damali Ayo. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.